time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this Friday, February 27, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Why do I say Patriot Voice Radio Network? I need you guys to share this information with everybody that you know. The radio station, 97.7 FM, WCHY, out of Sheboygan, has a radius of basically, when at full power, we're having some transmitter issues that are having to be replaced, some parts. We'll be back to full power here, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. But right now, north of Gaylord on I-75, heading up towards basically Wolverine area, Indian River, over toward Onaway, over toward Charlevoix, actually now more like Petoskey, and going up toward Sault Ste. Marie is the signal for 97.7 FM, WCHY. This show, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, has a website for the show, dedicated website, yourdefendingfathers.com. If you go to that website, there's a stream player that is there that if you hit the stream player, it plays the show live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. But it also, starting at noon, repeats today's show every 3 hours. So if you miss the first hour from 9 to 10, it repeats at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m., and 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. And over the weekend, today's show will play all weekend long and repeat Monday morning from 6 to 9. Also, at the website at the top is podcast. If you click on podcast, you can listen on demand anytime you want. Every half hour of today's show is at the top in reverse chronological order. So the last half hour is at the top. The first half hour is the sixth podcast listed on the list. Also, this show has a phone app. Tune in, capital T, capital I, download the free one, then search for WYPV. We put together the TuneIn app back in the day when we owned the previous radio station, WYPV, out of Mackinac City. We kept those call letters associated with the TuneIn app because we had such a large following. We kept it. We're Your Patriot Voice, WYPV, on the TuneIn app. Simultaneously, the radio station has a website, WCHY, the call letters, .us. WCHY, Work Constant Hits of Yesteryear, .us. That's the website for the radio station. Well, after my show at noon, we go to the music, 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll. That music plays all the way until tomorrow morning, Monday morning at 6 o'clock. Over the weekend, it's music all weekend. No show, except for on Sundays. Sundays, 7:30 to 8, the entire Patriot Voice Radio Network carries the Flatline with Rick Hughes. Then we go back to Friday's show, and you'll hear the history lesson with Pastor Chatfield. And then at 11 o'clock, we broadcast and carry live Pastor Chatfield's church service out at Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake. After church at noon, we go back to the music. Plus, the Simple Radio app, search for WCHY, and you can pick up the station there as well. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three here on this Friday, February 27, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Joining us online right now is Kevin Kievsky. He is an announced candidate running for the Attorney General at the March 28th Novi Endorsement Convention. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
I'm good, 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 buddy. Well, we had our Antrim County Convention, 37 delegates at our event, and we ran a slate as to who the hardworking Republicans were to go down to the convention. And I'm going to be attending as a voting delegate along with seven others. And our convention lasted about 8 minutes. So it was a pretty, very quick process up here in North Country. And you, of course, probably, what did you do last night during the county conventions, running all over the place?
Yeah, so I started off in Oakland County, spoke to the group there, greeted everyone as they were arriving, and received tremendous support, high fives, got a lot of applause, a lot of energy, and we're doing really well. And in fact, maybe I'm breaking some news right now, but it's kind of out there already. My very, very good friend, Judge Michael Warren, announced he's going to be seeking the Supreme Court nomination, and I was thrilled to hear that.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, yeah. Mike. I've had him on the show for years, and
love
his
him.
Constitution Day and all the things that he's involved in. Absolutely love him, love him. Was he wearing his famous bow tie last night?
He always wears his flag bow tie, so he was really doing well, and I got a picture of him and I right before the convention started on my X account, so he's a really good, dear family friend.
Is he the only announced candidate so far for Supreme Court?
Yes. I do know. I don't want to say any other names, but there is at least one other person, perhaps two, that might be announced relatively soon.
Excellent. Good. Because I was very concerned about that, because up until, what, just last week or whatever, we didn't have anybody announced. And I'm going, what are we going to do at the nominating endorsement convention on March 28th down in Novi when it comes to Supreme Court?
Right, right. Well, you know what? We're going to have a great slate top to bottom full of candidates, so that we're going to be able to turn Michigan red. And after Oakland County, I went to Macomb and spoke actually twice there, because you have the 9th and the 10th congressional district. So I spoke to both groups. Again, lots of applause, lots of energy, lots of support in that room. You have people who are kind of on different ends of the political spectrum within the GOP. They both endorsed me, so that was good. So I'm kind of the consensus, I guess you can say, among some divergent groups, because they know I'm a fighter and they know I can win.
Well, and that's the thing, because I had Monica Yatuma on in the first hour, and she said that things went, you know, pretty smoothly in the, I think she said, the 9th district of Macomb. But over in the 10th district, it got a little confrontational, a little bit of arguing and fighting going on.
Yeah, and that was really among some procedural issues that they wanted to get through. But ultimately, I was able to speak over there and got a lot of applause from divergent groups within there. So if I'm able to kind of unify them, I can unify almost anything, I guess. So
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and Kevin, now, after that, did you have time to go anywhere else?
Unfortunately, I did not, but my lovely wife was campaigning for us in Wayne County. She went to the Wayne County 13th Congressional District,
and then she went
to the Wayne County 12th, and those went really well. I even had James Dixon, who I think is a great guy, tell me, oh, I saw your wife talk at the 13th. She did a great job. I'm like, hey, perfect. So they actually had a chili cook-off, my understanding, in the 13th that started at 5:30. So they were able to do a lot of talking before the convention even really started. And then she headed over to the 12th to talk to the folks in Westland. And that went well, because the Wayne 12th CD chair endorsed me. And they did a straw poll a few weeks ago where I wasn't even there. I didn't even know they're doing one. And I won by a huge margin there, too.
Excellent, excellent. Well, now the county chairs have to submit to the state party their voting delegates and their alternates, and those reports, that information goes to the party. Do you candidates have immediate access to those names, phone numbers, emails? How does that process work, Kevin?
Yeah, so they're going to be assembling that information, and then the various campaigns will get that information. We anticipate sometime next week. And then we're going to be focusing on those individuals, meeting with them in person. Like, for example, on Monday, March 2nd, I'm going to be in Grand Rapids for one of the events I'm hosting. And we invited lots of people. And we have a tremendous turnout planned right now. So we're going to have events like that moving forward. And we're going to be meeting with these folks. We're going to be talking to them. I'll be on the phone. In fact, even before speaking with you, I was on the phone with some very enthused delegates. They're like, I'm supporting you. I'm like, great, because it's not necessarily supporting me. It's supporting a ruby red Michigan ticket, and that's where the energy's at.
I got a few listeners down in the Grand Rapids area. Do you have the details where you're going to be Monday night?
Yeah, so I'll post that on my X account, but it's going to be at a pizza parlor. It's going to be March 2nd. I believe the doors open at 5:30. It'll be great because we're going to actually be talking about specifically what we're going to do in order to facilitate the voter turnout and to build the coalition that we need to win in November.
Excellent, excellent. Well, one of the things that I think people need to understand, and I tried to explain this in the first hour, this process is completely unique to the August 4th primary election, which is opened up to the general public, the voting public. This is done totally by precinct delegates who are basically, I always refer to us as the political insiders. We're the ones that are engaged, usually members of our county parties. We attend monthly meetings. We know the candidates. We know the issues. We know a lot. And these are actually the people that you're going to rely on to vote for you at the endorsement convention.
That's right. So it's unique because it shows that this delegate process matters. It matters to be a precinct delegate so that you can have a voice over who will be on the ticket, either for Attorney General, for Secretary of State, Michigan Supreme Court, and goes on and on. That's really important. And Michigan is one of a handful of states that have a process like this. Virginia, for example, does this, and others do too. So primaries, I'm all for primaries for governor, for U.S. Senate, and things like that. But you know what? This is truly what we mean by the grassroots. We're taking a look at each blade of grass, and that's really what we need. And right now we have, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's like, 5,600 precinct delegates. And now we have our list of roughly, 2,500?
25, I believe, is going to be actually attending. So it's a big event. We're looking forward to it. I got elected to go down. Officer Rick in Livingston County, Greg O'Neill, Summer McMillan, they're from that area. A lot of my listeners are going to be at that convention as voting delegates. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on the show and have you, you know, run your commercials so people can hear and learn more about you. For those delegates, now, when you do get the list, in addition to your events that you're hosting to invite the delegates to, I'm sure you're probably going to lose your voice, but you're going to try to make a lot of phone calls as well.
Yes, we're going to try to do as many one-on-one interactions that we can do. We're going to be meeting them at our various events and also some county parties in local Republican clubs. They're going to actually have some events that we've already previously committed to, and we're going to go to those. So there'll be other candidates featured there too. But predominantly, it's going to be delegate-on-delegate contact where we're able to really talk to them, answer their questions, and show them really what the plan is to make Michigan ruby red again.
Well, we love that. And the thing of it is, once we get through this process, we then head into the August 4th primary. Once that process is done, and I told everybody as precinct delegates, we have to be on the ballot August 4th to renew our two-year term. All of the terms, basically, unless you're going to Novi, basically your responsibilities as a precinct delegate ended last night at that county convention for this term. You know, so people got to file those affidavits of identity and, run for re-election to represent their area and to be part of the local county parties. On that point, Kevin, is it somewhat critical, based on what you know so far, regarding the late August nominating convention, the actual official nominating convention, because those would be with the new delegates, correct?
That's correct. It would be the new delegates.
So at that point, it's somewhat critical that the people that support you at the endorsement convention March 28th, they have to run for re-election, get elected on August 4th, and hopefully be the same delegates to go to that late August nominating convention.
Yeah, for the most part, that's correct. And I encourage everyone that's a precinct delegate to renew and to reapply to be a precinct delegate. The nominating convention is really important because it helps people to get their messages out, to fundraise, to do all those other critical things early. And it can be undone, I guess, in August, but it would take like a supermajority, which in my recollection, taking a look at states all throughout the country with a similar process, has never happened.
Never happened. Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. But again, just want people to be fully aware,
right.
You know, you got to file those affidavits and make sure you're going to be on the ballot August 4th. Okay,
that's
final
right.
question or ask, I guess, at this point, fully game on for basically the next month? I mean, probably not going to get a lot of work done at the office.
I have been steadily reducing the regular cases I take in for my regular law practice, but that's okay because I'm transitioning from speaking a lot in the courtroom to speaking a lot to delegates more one-on-one. But you know what? I'm happy to do it because we need to make Michigan absolutely ruby red, restore constitutional rights, get election integrity protected, and ensure that we stop the lawfare. So I'm willing to fight wherever the fight needs to happen. And right now, it's the whole state of Michigan, and I'm willing to go ahead and throw those punches so that we're going to be able to defend the good families and the good people of the state.
One, strategic convention question for you. This is going to catch you totally blindsided, so I apologize. Do you know yet who is going to be giving your nominating and seconding speech at the convention?
I do, and I spoke to both individuals actually within the past week. I don't want to reveal who they are yet, but they are very prominent, very well known, and some of them have spoken at prior conventions. So,
very cool.
Very, very good supporters of ours, and I also have their full endorsements.
Excellent. Okay, well, you let me know. Text me when you're ready to announce that, and we'll be able to tee you up for that on another interview.
That sounds great, and looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
All right, buddy. You have a great day. I'll let you get back to work, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
You got it. Thank you very much, Trucker. Have a great day.
Have a great weekend. Folks, in full disclosure, and I want to make sure that I fully disclose this, I have personally endorsed Kevin Kiefsky for this race. Everybody's asked me, you know, you have him on every Friday. What about the other candidate? In full disclosure, Kevin sponsored the show. He agreed to sponsor commercials on the radio station. I only accept one sponsor for my show for each race. So like I've told you guys before, I've personally endorsed Monica Yutuma for Secretary of State. And again, I have personally endorsed Kevin Kiefsky for Attorney General. Why do I do it? Because I have constitutional rights too. I'm an individual. I'm not just a radio talk show host. I'm very much engaged in Antrim County Republican Party politics. I am going to